August 18th, 2015, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, Praise be to Jesus. I bring you my peace. The purpose of heaven's intervention here is to bring peace to all hearts and to the heart of the world. While the world is consumed with those who are only interested in their physical well-being, I come to secure your spiritual well-being, which is God's will for you, and your peace. These days, too many cannot distinguish good from evil, truth from untruth. So many heavenly interventions have been summarily dismissed as disingenuous. Please share my concern for those who hold great influence over others due to their popularity, position, or authority. Their salvation could easily be one more prayer for their conviction in the truth. At the same time, step away from any self-righteousness or sanctimony because you have been given the grace of the truth and have accepted it. Focus on the spiritual well-being of others. Then God will secure your spiritual well-being. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8 and 13. The synopsis, God's judgment on those who do not submit to the truth of God's laws, commandments, will be wrath and indignation. But for those who are justified by following God's laws, they will receive life eternal. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified.